Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast, a weekly inspiration infusion for women of color and hematology. Dear woman of color and hematology, Heme Consults is your personal space to rest, recharge, and renew your spirit with a weekly infusion of inspiration from hematologist Dr. Toyosi Onwemena. Every Sunday, Dr. Onwemena will remind you that you are a superstar and have everything you need to succeed in your incredible career as a hematologist. Welcome to the hematology sisterhood that will transform your world.
Welcome to the Heme Consults Podcast. I'm your host, Toyosi Onwemena. It is an absolute pleasure for me to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am especially excited to bring you today's episode, which comes from kind of a series of a really busy time over the last couple of weeks. So I will tell you that last week I may have shared that I was at a conference. Was it last week that I was at a conference? I forget now. It was so long ago, it feels like. But I definitely learned a lot about myself, and I learned a lot about how I want life to be different. I will tell you that over the last week, and this I've shared on my other podcast, I also host the Clinician Researcher podcast. I rounded in the hospital, submitted a grant, and also moved house, really all within the same week. And it was a busy time, absolutely busy. And it didn't seem as if it made sense to be trying to do all those three things at once. But I'll tell you that we were intentional about the move because we needed to move, and then I would go away for a couple of days for a conference, and then I would come back from the conference and be on call for a few days. So it was the right time for the move because there were just windows of opportunity that we needed to take. When it came to the grant, there was an opportunity that came because of a conversation we had with a program officer where they said, you should submit this grant before the June deadline. And so it was 6 weeks before the submission was due that he told us that, and we scrambled and we got the grant together. We're happy we did because our goal wasn't necessarily that the grant would be funded, though our hope is that the grant is funded, but so that we could get it in by the deadline so that we could hold on to the benefits of my ESI status, which was expiring and would allow us to, when we go to resubmit, have a stronger grant to resubmit. So that was an opportunity that I took, and I'm glad that I did take. And then being on call happened because I had switched my schedule with somebody else, and I wanted an opportunity to do something later in the season, and taking somebody's call when it became available made sense to me. But it also meant that I had a week where I had not rescheduled meetings. It was a full week. And so there was the full week that was like a week where I was not on call. There I was on call and also moving and also submitting a grant. So it was a busy season. And I have to tell you that I remember times going through the season where I was like, how am I going to do this? Why am I doing this to myself? But I also recognized that opportunity came together, and that sometimes I end up in places in my life where I know I'm supposed to be doing something, but it feels like too much. It feels like too much. And one of the things I'm learning, and I learned this from my one of my mentors, Dr. Una, she talks about how don't ask for things to be easier, ask to become better. And so I pay attention to that now where I'm like, okay, this feels overwhelming. How can I make it better? And there are a couple of things I did. I will not share all of them with you because I'm not sure they were all exactly kosher, not illegal, nothing bad. But just, you know, sometimes you do something different and people look at you and they're like, are we allowed to do that? And they have to go ask 300 people. And invariably one person will say, no, that should never be done. So that is why I will not share all my strategies with you. But one of the things I did was that I was selective about when I went in to see patients. Okay. So sometimes when I round with my fellows, I will have them see patients to the best of their ability before I get there because it's more efficient for me that they've seen the patient, therefore gotten all the history and then have a plan. And if they haven't done that, then sometimes I say, well, let's just go see the patient together. And that means I'm in the room while they're doing the whole HPI and the physical exam. And I have to tell you that if you've ever loved shadowing, and I have to say nobody's loved shadowing beyond like the first week of med school, it's so boring. And so we have to sit down and people are asking every review of systems question. So boring. And I don't like to do that. It takes actually, apart from being boring, it takes a lot of time. And so where I would otherwise like walk in the room and someone would say, I saw the patient, this was the exam, this is what happened. Then we're just kind of going through all of it and we still have to talk about the plan. So I don't fancy it. So how did I make use of this particular really busy season? I said, I'm going to let you take all the time you need from morning until night. And after you've seen everybody, then let's have a conversation. And afterwards, I will come in on my own and see these people. So then I didn't have to spend the extra time I usually spend just walking around from place to place. Now, I will tell you that there's a trade-off with that, because when we walk around from place to place, we're building community, we're building relationships. I get to talk and find out how they're doing. And we didn't really get to do that this time. And it's okay. It was a busy season. I needed to do things differently. And so I did things a little bit differently and they worked in my advantage because all the work still got done, but that person was able to work at their pace and I was able to work at my pace as well. And somehow it's the only way everything came together like it was supposed to. So I had one of those days where I went in while I was writing for the, trying to finish the items for the grant. And then I went into round and then I went back to writing, finished my writing, and then I went back to see patients. And then so literally I was there all day, but I was able to accomplish all the goals that I wanted to. So ultimately, I think I say all that to say a few things. Number one, I get to say that your life is your life. I'm here to say that your life is your life. It doesn't look like anybody else's life. And don't let other people tell you what's okay and what's not okay for the way your life should look like. I will tell you that it was a crazy season. It really was. It was so busy and I felt so overwhelmed and I kept asking, how did I put myself in this position? And I would talk to my coach and I think my coach would shake her head and say, but I thought you were pulling out of all these things that are taking up your time. But it's still my life, right? It's the season. And I recognize that I intentionally chose hard things and pulled them all together into 1 week. I intentionally did that. I didn't have to. I chose to. And my choice is my choice. And so it's important to recognize that it is your life. And nobody gets to tell you you're crazy if you've decided that you're not. And sometimes people will say that. They'll say, oh, what you're doing is crazy. And all of a sudden you look at yourself and you say, oh, what I'm doing is crazy. But it wasn't crazy. It wasn't crazy until you asked the other person to judge your life where they had no place judging it. And so you may be trying to judge me now. And I would just say, please resist. It's harmful, more harmful to you than it is to me. Where you look and you say, okay, that person's making these choices. I may not understand it, but okay, they're making choices. And that really is loving people. It's giving them permission to be who they are, even when you don't understand it. And it's the same grace that you extend to others that gets extended to you. Because when people look at you and they're like, I don't understand your life. It's okay. They don't have to. It's not up to them to understand. Hey, you don't even understand your own life. How can anybody else understand it? But it's your life. Your life is your life. You're making choices and you get to reap the benefits and the rewards of those choices. You also get to reap the rewards of any poor choices that you have made. But at the end of the day, you're choosing. And one of the most beautiful, most powerful things that we have is our ability and our right to choose. And no one can take that away from us. We are always choosing, always choosing, always choosing. Recognize the power you have to choose. Don't let anybody pretend to you or deceive you into thinking that you don't have that power of choice. And so your life is your life. You are always choosing. The second thing I want to share with you is that there are going to be times when you don't understand sometimes the choices you've made. They made sense to the younger version of you that chose, like going to med school. It made sense to my younger version that I would go to med school. And when I got to my residency, I wasn't so sure that this younger person had made the right decision. But I trusted and I continue to persevere. And so I want to invite you to think about your life as a beautiful mystery. Not all the pieces make sense. And if you're trying to figure out the pieces that make sense, you're going to default to what you see around you.
Because what makes sense is what's already known. It's what's already seen. But your life, what you're building, has never been seen yet, has never been known, has not been understood. And so if people, you or them, judge your life by the standards of what they see right now, they will judge incorrectly. They will judge wrongly. But even worse, you might judge incorrectly and decide that if it doesn't make sense to you, you're not going to do it. I just want to encourage you that even when it doesn't make sense, you should move forward as well. Even when it doesn't make sense, you should advance. Even when it doesn't make sense, you should move forward. And people may be surrounding you and they may say, this is crazy. Let them say it. Try not to listen, but do it. Do what you need to do to advance you in the way you need to be advanced. Trust your judgment in the decisions you've made sooner. Because I have to tell you, you know, many times we talk about gut feeling and people call it different things. But there's a knowing that you know 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 that you know. And it cannot be explained, but it is important. It is powerful. And you should pay attention. You should pay attention. Now, I've shared this a couple of times, I think, on this podcast. It's just that sometimes you just get the vibe that something is off. But the person about whom you get this vibe is really nice to you. So it seems. But you gotta trust what you feel deep inside more than what you can see on the outside. And this is so important when we're talking about microaggressions and the challenges that come against us as we're moving through the academy. But it's also important in moving forward and taking big risks and big leaps in life where it may not make sense, but you know you're supposed to do it. And so you take courage and stop asking people and you move forward. That brings me to lesson number three. And that is that you should stop asking people how to live your life. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Now, am I saying you shouldn't have mentors or sponsors or peer mentors? No. What I'm saying is that your conversations with people around understanding how they made the decisions they made, around understanding their own perspectives, rather than trying to ask them to tell you how to live life, based on what you learn, based on the principles that they've put into practice, then you can make your own decisions and decide, okay, what principles do I want to put into practice? How do I want things to move forward for me in my life? And it is so important that we do that. It's so important that we do that because it really is the way forward for us. Nobody else can show us how to live. We are the ones making those decisions. And so be careful not to ask people to tell you how to live your life because they're going to tell you. It's probably not going to work for you. And then you're going to disappoint them and they're going to be mad, especially if their mentors are like, you asked me for advice. I gave you advice. You didn't do it. So stop asking for that kind of advice. Just ask them to share stories with you. Say, tell me about a time when you XYZ. Tell me about a time when you had a grant to submit and the deadline was looming and you didn't think you should go for it. And then they can talk to you about the decisions they made. And they are experts in talking to you about what it was that factored into their final decision making. And it helps you because now you have a sense of how they think. And you can take from that the advice you need rather than them giving you the advice that probably doesn't work for you. And now you're stuck because you took advice and you're not going to follow it. So don't ask people to tell you what to do because you are more than capable. You know the direction for your life. What you need, what you lack is information. And the more information you have, the better you're able to lead yourself. So think about the people that surround you as people who give you information that helps you make wise decisions about how to live. So what I want to invite you to do today, I want to invite you to embrace your seasons, embrace all of it. There are hard seasons, busy seasons, challenging seasons, tough seasons. There are beautiful seasons. There are seasons of joy, seasons of tears. Embrace all the seasons. They are all yours and all of them are a gift. Even when the season doesn't look like it's a gift, it is a gift, specially tailored, specially designed for you. So embrace every season of your life, every season without fail, please.
embrace every season.
The second thing I want to invite you to do is to trust to a future that is better than the future you have today. I'm going to say that again. I want you to trust to a future that is bigger, better, badder than the future you have today, than the present, than what's going on today. You can only look ahead and see. I mean, you can only look just enough ahead to know where you're going. Anything more than that is really not realistic. And so trust that you're moving in the right direction. Trust that as you listen, as you move forward, you'll know exactly what to do at the exact right time. The last thing I want to share with you is, or I want to invite you to do, is to trust the process. I know I've talked about trusting yourself. Trust that everything's working, but trust the process. Trust the process of being true to yourself and knowing that everything works out. You know, we get into trouble. I get into trouble when I'm not true to myself and I'm trying to make the other person happy. I get into trouble because I get angry with myself and they're not even anywhere to be found because, hey, they had no idea. And so it is so important that you trust yourself, trust your ability, trust your insight, and listen to it. Trust it and listen to it. Definitely trust and listen. All right. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. Again, I'm Toya Sienna Wemena, and I really would love to coach you. I feel as if we haven't connected, need to connect, because so much good can come from the powerful synergy of us working together to build your career and life so that you can be the person that you absolutely need to be. All right, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. I look forward to seeing you again soon on the next episode of the Heme Consults podcast.